You're listening to Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas. Powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts and Quicken Loans. Filling in for Matt Perrault, here's Dan Cilio.
You know, back in the day, winning a national championship, you could come from nowhere and win a national title. Nowadays, with the economics, conference affiliation, I'm just wondering, really, you know, I keep hearing that the playoff is the best thing that we've had. You see, on a New Year's night, you could be in the five hole and win a national championship and play and be the fifth-ranked team and play the number one team, and if the teams in front of you all got beat, you could play for a national title. And again, I know we're trying to get away from split champions and all that, because to this day, it's still subjective. There's still a committee that picks the supposed best four teams in the country. It's not a true playoff like we see in the NFL, or for that matter, like college basketball. So this is kind of the best way to set it up. But if you look at the top five teams in the country right now, and you go back 10 years in that from today, it's almost the same five teams playing for the national championship this year. Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama, another SEC team, and maybe an outlier team in the Pac-12 or somebody potentially in the Big 12. I doubt Big 12, again, there's not a lot of respect for that conference. The ACC also would be one of those outlier teams because of Clemson. But do you think this system really sets it up for everyone to have a true shot at playing for a national championship? I'd say no. A team like USF would have to play in the AFC East to have a true chance of playing for a national title. Let's get one of my former coaches on. He's now with Fox Sports, and he does such a great job covering college football with the guys on Saturday. It's truly one of the best shows it is when it breaks down Pac-12 and really all of college football. It's our friend Dave Wanstead. Good afternoon, Coach.
Danny, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Got you, Coach. I really appreciate you doing it during this time as we get ready for college football. Coach, am I right when I say that about, you know, all the things that are going on here with college football? Do you like the way the formula is set up now, and does it give everybody an opportunity at playing for a national title?
No, absolutely not. I think they should definitely expand to 6 or 8 teams for sure. First of all, I think they should have every conference. It's supposed to be college football. It's supposed to be for student athletes. And, you know, there's two conferences left out. So how much interest do those fans have in that part of the country? Where even if you had every team in and then you had room for a Notre Dame or you had room for a Central Florida or whoever, or two conference teams, a Georgia and an Alabama, if they're that good, I just think that it would give more teams an opportunity. I think it would bring more excitement to the playoffs also.
Coach, do you think, again, it's Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama, and everybody else?
Yeah, probably. I kind of like Georgia a little bit. I like Michigan coming out of the Big Ten. You know, I really believe that Jim Harbaugh is going to take advantage. He has to take advantage of Urban Meyer being obviously gone. He's got a new coordinator. He's got a quarterback that's been in the system now for a year. So I kind of like Michigan coming out of the Big Ten.
Dave Wanstead from Fox Sports here on SB Nation Radio. Coach, tell me your overall view on what's going on at USC. I mean, it seems to me, at least, it's been a little bit of chaos there. And if SC's not sitting top of the Pac-12, I know the Washington Huskies have a heck of a program there. There's no doubt about it. Coach has really done a great job up there, and there's no doubt. But when USC is not at the top of that conference, they are the bell cow program in that conference, and they need them. Give me your overall synopsis of what you've seen so far with Clay Helton and them guys.
Well, I think that the quarterback thing, you know, that's what got him last year. My opinion, for them to have to start a true freshman quarterback at a place like USC, and I don't care what school it's at. We never did that at Miami back in the heyday. I never did that when I was the head coach at Pitt. You know, you have to be able to recruit and keep guys. You look at what happened with Nick Saban. You know, he's been able to keep quarterbacks around. George has been able to keep quarterbacks around. And I think that's a key You know, when you got to have some veteran guys, and you stick a freshman in there, boy, that's come right out of high school, 18-year-old kid, which USC had, it's tough to win a championship unless you are just so dominant in every other area.
Coach, the impact you think that Jalen Hurts has at Oklahoma?
Well, yeah, I think he's going to have a big impact. You know, obviously they've got to make a decision to do what he does best, and not, you know, they can't throw it like they did with Baker Mayfield. But you know, he's going to have plenty of opportunities to threaten that offense and with their running backs. Now they are a team that I think is going to be good enough where Jalen Hurts will make an impact. Plus, the kid's a leader. And I'm not so sure that's not as important as anything right now for that program down there.
Our friend there, Dave Wannstedt from Fox Sports here on SB Nation Radio. Coach, when you look at Clemson, have you been surprised by the way that Dabo Sweeney, I mean, let's go back and look at his history here. He was an interim coach, and now he's become the highest paid coach in college football. Have you been surprised with his success?
Dabo Sweeney, I'm sorry, I kind of lost you there a little bit, Dan.
All good, Coach. I asked, do you think he's had have you been surprised by his success after being an interim coach there at Clemson on what he's brought to that program?
You know, what's interesting is, you know, when you watch that national, at least my opinion, when I watched that national championship game last year, boy, you know, Nick runs a program that's tough, and he's as good as there's ever been. And you watch that Clemson team on the sideline, and it just looked like from the opening kickoff that Clemson's team was kind of excited and having fun competing for a national championship. And Alabama just looked, boy, uptight as can be. And I don't know Dabo Sweeney, you know, but I just read things and watch things and hear things. And I just think, you know, if you had a son or a grandson in my particular case, that you'd love him to go play for a guy like that. You know, I just think he just makes a difference in these young kids' lives on and off the field, and everything that he does that really is unique and special.
Two last questions for our friend Dave Wannstedt from Fox Sports here on SB Nation Radio. Coach, how much pressure do you think is on Brian Kelly and South Bend?
Oh, I don't know. You know, last year they had a very good year. I think he made a great decision when, you know, he made the quarterback change to Ian Book from Wimbosch, you know, Brandon Wimbosch, who was the starter, to make that move in midstream during the season and still come out and win enough games to compete in the playoff. I think, you know, I think Brian Kelly's fine at Notre Dame. I really do. I mean, I know the expectations there, but the schedule they play, I think that people can fall back on that. I don't see Brian Kelly being under any pressure. I really don't. I think that the people there last year, obviously with the quarterback change and the season that they had, I think that carried a lot of weight to carry them through for a couple more years.
Coach, final question for you. You and I have been around some of the greatest college coaches. You've been involved in the game for so many years as a former player, assistant coach, head football coach, as we chronicled here. When I look at Nick Saban, I never thought I would ever say this. I mean, has he passed Bear Bryant as the greatest coach in that program's history?
Oh, I got to believe so. I would say
wow.
Yes, just because of the way the college football is set up nowadays. I mean, obviously with the you know, with the academics tougher than it's ever been, the limited number of scholarships, you know, the way guys transfer out nowadays, I don't think there's any question that it's tougher to win consistently big time in college today than it was back when we were at Miami in the day, and we could you know, I think we had 105 scholarships then, and heck, we were taking guys that were How many colleges did you play at, Danny? Four or five? We were taking quadruple transfers.
Hey, Coach, I love the heck out of you, man. You know I do. I can't wait for the college season. We're 50-plus days away now from getting ready for 2019. Thank you so much for finding time, Coach.
All right, Danny. Good talking to you, buddy. Bye-bye.
You got it. That's my friend Dave Wannstedt from Fox Sports. Yeah, it's one for the record, too. It was Maryland. Thank you. I'll tell you Big Sills' top five college football programs. We'll do that. Also, Amanda Nunez will join us. 239 UFC. Wow, the champ. You keep it here on SB Nation Radio.